Prologue. London, England, May 1808. Thump, thump, thump. Daniel brushed his knuckles against his palm as he glanced down at his attire and hastily smoothed his hands over his rumpled coat. The movement caused him to sway slightly as he steadied his stance. Blast it all. But he despised ending his afternoon entertainments early to accompany Lady Letty to yet another overly crowded ball, only to stand forgotten while she spoke, laughed and danced late into the night. He'd done his best to avoid several afternoon entertainments over the last fortnight, including a garden party and a musicale recital. The woman was his betrothed. She should, at the very least, see to him before wandering off to socialise with the other debutantes making their grand coming out in London. It was exceedingly possible Letty wouldn't notice his less than proper garb or his tardy arrival. Thump, thump, thump. He pounded the door once more as a resounding pain moved from his clenched fist and up his arm to settle in his stiff shoulder. Could it be that Lord and Lady Parsifal, with their daughter in tow, had already departed for the soiree when Daniel didn't arrive at the requested time? He sniffed. It would be his luck to have disentangled himself from the lovely, raven-haired opera singer and dealt with her wrath, only to hurry to Carrollton Hall to find that his evening obligations and presence were no longer needed. Which was in line with how Daniel had felt of late. Unneeded, unwanted, and thoroughly disposable. His man of business and estate stewards at his various properties had no use for his attendance to keep his residences and business ventures turning tidy profits, leaving Daniel to spend his time and money however he saw fit. The thought sparked an idea. If he turned around now, maybe he would arrive at the Theatre Royal on Drury Lane before the enticing Mademoiselle Sabine saw fit to dress for her evening upon the stage. His hopes of escaping another tedious evening in Lady Letty's shadow crashed when the Parsifal butler opened the door and gestured for Daniel to enter. He knew it was petty of him to blame Letty for the absolute crush she was making during her season, and the attention it took off him. But he was annoyed by it all.
"This way, Your Grace."
The servant stepped to the side, allowing Daniel entrance.
"My lord and the duchess are finishing their meal before departing. They are expecting you."
The servant's words ran together as he inspected Daniel from head to toe. His pinched expression told him that the butler found him lacking, in more ways than one. Bloody hell, but Daniel wasn't in the habit of allowing a mere butler to cast judgment on his person. He stumbled across the threshold and into the foyer before following the man toward the dining hall. Another hiccup escaped, and Daniel pressed his hand to his mouth to stop the next. He should have sent his regrets for the evening and stayed tightly in the willing arms of Sabine, his latest attraction. Or was she a distraction? Yet beyond his own servants, Daniel hadn't another soul to call friend. Letty, or Lady Colette, as she was known by the ton, was his oldest and dearest friend. When their childhood acquaintance had changed from friendship to courtship, and eventually an official betrothal, was when Daniel had lost interest in it all. Odd that it was at the same time that Letty was no longer his hidden gem, but polished and presented to society, taking her place as a diamond of the first waters. He was more than a pet to be led around on a leash, no better than a basset hound or a bauble pinned to her hatpiece. No longer were they children, with the freedom to scurry about their respective homes or climb the plum trees in Daniel's London garden. No, this year Letty had been introduced to society, and needs must act with the decorum and grace expected of a future duchess. His future duchess.